contemplating Jesus and the whole salvation plan. Let me just pray before we start. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity this evening to take time in the busyness that this season can often bring. And Lord, help us to focus our minds on you and your Son and the accomplishment that you did. And Father, we pray that you would just help us to appreciate all the more of who you are and what you have done, and that we would most importantly glorify Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I wonder, when was the last time you have been to a concert, seen a band, or maybe a sports event? Well, I think it was in the past year. Oasis came together, wasn't it, in the past year? And the tickets were high demand, weren't they? It was always the big talk. People were doing whatever they could just to get those tickets. And they would go that night to see Oasis. And I'm sure they were amazed at what was going on, looking at these guys singing, absolutely talents. And they would say that they were there with the band Oasis. But I wonder, would any of the Gallaghers say that they were with those people? Or think about if you think about that band that you want to go and see, or the sporting event you want to go and see, would they say that they were with you? Probably not. And here we see in the story of Christmas, the God of this universe comes to be with us. It's not amazing. And that's what we're going to be thinking about this evening from John chapter 1. God with us, and then us with God. Let me just read the first five verses and then the 14th verse of John 1 again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word that John's writing about here is Jesus. He is God's Son. He is part of the Trinity. That means that he was there at the beginning during the creation. In fact, he wasn't just a spectator. In verse 3, it says that all things were created through him. And the first reading this evening was from Genesis, and it was about the light being created. And then verse 4 of John 1, Jesus was the light of men. He also says later on in John's Gospel, I am the light of the world. He is the author of light. He is the light that has come. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned and sin came into the world, that light and darkness was seen all the clearer in a spiritual dimension. Good and evil. Honoring God, dishonoring God. So much so that there was a promise that was made that there would one day be a light that would come and bring back this world to its rightful state. Where the sinfulness of the world is, that's darkness. And Isaiah talked about a time that a great light would be seen. The demise of God's people was stumbling out of control. It was getting worse and worse. It was getting darker and darker and darker. They needed a light. Jesus. The answer to the darkness. The true light of man. The one who gave light. A creation is bringing light once again into the world. There's something interesting about darkness and light. I think if we were to switch off all the lights here and we were to take one of these tea lights and set it in the middle, it would make a big difference, wouldn't it? And no matter what the darkness could do, it could not extinguish that. The light breaks the darkness, doesn't it? And that's Jesus. The battle of light and darkness is over. John says that the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus was not and could not be overcome by darkness. What hope and what joy that gives to us. The light, Jesus, he is victorious. And then in verse 14, John continues this language about word. And he says that the word became flesh, Jesus. And God becoming flesh is fully man and fully God. And he dwelt among us. God dwelt among us. God was with Adam and Eve in that original Garden of Eden. And they were together. And when they sinned, they were cast out of his presence. That relationship was broken. And God did dwell with his people in other occasions, like in the tabernacle or in the temple, but these were all just temporary. God had always intended to be with his people once more, completely, fully, and permanently. And at Christmas, God came to dwell with us. This intervention was something that human beings could never manufacture. They could try, but they couldn't do it. They needed God. And Christmas, Jesus came as the Son of God and Son of Man to dwell with us. Christmas is not just a story. It's not just a little time that we celebrate a miraculous birth and just leave it at that. It's so much more than all of that. It is a vital moment to remember God's salvation plan. We had been separated from God. We were in darkness. We could not attain God's salvation, or we could not repair that relationship ourselves. There was no permanent fix that we could do. Jesus was the only way. And he came as a baby, born of a virgin, so that God could dwell with us. He came as the light to give life and be victorious over darkness. Christmas, we celebrate, is a pivotal time in God's salvation plan for everyone. God with us. Secondly, us with God. Verses 9 to 13. Of John 1, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The very people that Jesus came to save, they didn't receive him. In fact, they didn't know him, the one who created them, yet they rejected him. Some believed, some accepted. And what happens to them? They become children of God. Remember that darkness from sin? Jesus came as a light for everyone to bring back his created people. Many rejected, choosing not to see Jesus for who he really was. And that happens even now. Without Jesus, Christmas celebration is completely empty, isn't it? Think about it. Everyone's going through thinking that they're getting through all the joys, and Christmas is a wonderful time of year. And then they hit January and you just tell on their face they're no longer joyful. Because for us, Jesus is part of the Christmas celebration, but Jesus is part of every day. So that means we can face January with joy. Don't hold me to that, please. But we need to see Jesus in it. continuing to believe him and receive him and seeing that we are children of God. And that gives us joy, doesn't it? At Christmas time, it's time to consider him, consider Christ. In Matthew, we just heard from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? The true light who gives light to everyone, he hung on the cross in complete darkness. The one who experienced pure relationship with God the Father, as a human Jesus, now experienced separation from his godly Father. The one who gave life gave up his own. In that darkness, Jesus bore the punishment that we deserve in order that we can be children of God bought with his blood. That's why when we go to take communion, we remember Christ. He suffered death so we can have life. He suffered the punishment for our sins so we can be free. This hymn paints a really vivid picture. Outside the city wall, I watched the darkness falling. As the powers of death and hell had done their worst, and the one who gave the light hung abandoned in the night, and he who made the oceans said, "I thirst." Christ gave up so much for you and I. Thankfully, that's not where the story ends. Outside the garden tomb, an angel is proclaiming, "He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. His blood has paid for sin, so all may enter in." Jesus has the victory so we can be children of God. He defeated death. Remember that verse in John 1:5, "The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it." As children of God, we are on the victorious side over all darkness. All because of Jesus. Us with God. Christmas is a time we can celebrate God with us. He came to dwell so we can be children of God. We can be saved. Jesus, the Savior of the world. This year, let's take time to contemplate as we sing and listen to Christmas carols, as we listen to God's word. Let's appreciate God's glorious plan as Jesus came as the light of the world who shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it or will ever overcome it. We celebrate God with us, so we can experience us with God. And we do this for what's to come, when we will one day, as Christians, as believers, we will one day be with God, and God will be with us. There will be no need for a sun, as for the glory of God will give it light. The Lamb of God, that's Jesus. Let me just pray. Father, we thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you for the reminder that at Christmas time, Jesus came to this earth, fully God and fully man. We thank you that he overcame the darkness so that we can be victorious and we can be children of God. We thank you for the blessing that it is. Help us to take time over Christmas to remember and to contemplate and to appreciate and ponder what you have done in your salvation plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, buddy.